Hi, this is Josh Levy, an NPR Sunday Soapbox political podcaster. This week I'm talking about Barack Obama's consolidation of Democratic power. Last weekend, as I spent a late spring day walking around Brooklyn, I noticed a pattern. Obama volunteers seemed to be standing on every corner. They were holding clipboards and wearing buttons sporting that famously clean Obama logo with a new phrase attached, "Vote for Change." That's the name of a new Obama initiative launched last week, in which the campaign is scattering volunteers across all 50 states in an effort to register as many new Democratic voters as possible. Vote for Change is an example of how Obama's campaign has been taking on the tasks usually reserved for progressive activists or the Democratic Party itself. Obama has quickly become the most powerful Democrat in the country by constructing an organization that exists outside of the traditional Democratic structure. Last week, in a fantastic linked around the blogosphere post, Open Left blogger and progressive activist Matt Stoller counted the ways that Obama's campaign machine is building its own network of supporters, fundraisers, organizers, and communication systems from the ground up. Likewise, the Politico's Ben Smith reported that the Obama campaign is, quote, steering the candidate's wealthy supporters away from independent Democratic groups. The move may be directed at certain media-centric 527 groups like David Brock's Media Matters and John Podesta's Center for American Progress, both of which could be perceived as too close to Hillary Clinton. But the Obama camp hasn't clarified its reasoning. In any case, it's unlikely that Obama wants to cut off all third-party funders. My guess is that the campaign is trying to control its positive, unifying message as tightly as possible, lest any mud gets slung around by progressive partisans. For whatever reasons, it's clear that Obama is busy building a parallel Democratic infrastructure and movement. Washington-based 527s and Democratic loyalists may end up crying foul, but progressives across the country will benefit from more money and influence than they've had in years. Are they making a Faustian deal or witnessing the birth of a new Democratic Party? That question remains unanswered.